Another shooting in the city of Syracuse on Monday and two more on Sunday all occurred about a mile from each other. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a majority of these shootings that have happened recently are in a certain area of the city's south side.
In the past 30 days, there were 13 shootings in Syracuse, and 10 of them happened on or close to Midland and Oakwood Avenues, a 2.5-mile stretch running parallel with Interstate 81. Those streets run through predominantly minority areas that are two of the poorest sections of the city. The two people that were killed included a 23-year-old and a 15-year-old, taking Syracuse's homicide rate up to 20 for this year. One innocent bystander who was shot was a bus driver who was saved when the bullet hit his cell phone, which he was keeping in his chest pocket. These areas fall under Syracuse Common Councilor Khalid Bey's district, who says it is a misconception to assume that these shootings are drug-related or necessarily gang-related.
The issues, unfortunately, are a lot more petty.
Bay says a simple misunderstanding among young people who have access to guns can build momentum, resulting in a fatal mistake.
It puts us in a position where we require increased police presence. But even more so for those who may be juvenile, we need increased parental presence.
Syracuse Police Sergeant Richard Helterlein says the department is working on each of these shootings and trying to find the underlying cause. Helterlein did offer some good news. An arrest was recently made in regards to a homicide that occurred in July. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.